Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in Radio DMG may or may not be the views and opinions of the DMGI's family of sites. All music used in this podcast is the property of whoever made it, and no copyright infringement is intended. God bless this albatross, and hold on tight for the awesome you're about to receive.
It's got the beta king.
Welcome to Radio DMG. I am your host, Philip Wesley, and I'm here to help you. So, what is Radio DMG? Radio DMG is the cure for the common show. Let me start with a quick overview of what you will be hearing on this show. You'll hear news and opinions on many issues like handheld systems, animation, comic books, politics, and whatever items I find interesting. We have a lot of taped content, including Q&As, concerts, interviews, and more. We'll be on a bit of a schedule. We're trying to do at least one show every week. Some weeks we'll have more than one show, depending on how much recorded content and stuff we have beforehand, or if it's a busy news week. Any of those types of factors can factor in on that. To make up for the gap in content, if we only did one or two shows a week, we'll also be bringing back some of our old comic strips from Snowflake Studios. In particular, we're going to be bringing back Life and Puzzle. Life and Puzzle went on for about 3 seasons on Snowflake Studios, and we'll be running the previous seasons leading up to a 4th season of new material. That will be on Mondays and Wednesdays, starting on President's Day with the first comic strip, which was way back years ago, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to go through all 3 of those 1st seasons and do a new 4th season of about 13 episodes following that same Monday and Wednesday schedule. So look forward to that. We might bring back other comics in the future, just depending on a reader response or how much you want those back. This particular show, we will be announcing when we have new Radio DMG or when we have new Radio DMG Pocket Edition or new Life and Puzzle on the DMGI's main site. We also update on Mondays and Tuesdays on DMGI's. We update Monday with the DSiWare list and new screenshots. We update Tuesday with the PSP PSN list. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sometimes Saturday or Sunday, we update with random content like Area DMG or other items. Whatever happens, like if there's a special event or so, that changes how much content we have for you. So we look to provide you a lot of new content from DMGIs and the DMGIs family of sites in the future. Now, let me get into what's happening a little bit with DMGIs. Both myself and Sarah are on the next episode of Cross Border Gaming, which should debut either this weekend or sometime next week. So go ahead and look for that. We'll have a link up to it when it shows up. I'll have a little mini announcement for it, possibly through Radio DMG Pocket. We're also going to be covering the Pokemon Black and White Mall Tour. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Squishy will be there. We'll be taking pictures, and other content will be available, as well as impressions of the brand new games. We'll also be covering, in March, we'll be covering Anime Wasabi, which is another anime convention that takes place here in Colorado. So look for those, look for more Area DMG videos, which we're processing now, and look for just more content in the future. Now, that's it for site news. Let's get into the initial plans for this show. Since this is an introductory show that explains a few of the differences between Radio DMG and other podcasts, it's going to be a little bit rough. Now, I've noticed a somewhat disturbing trend on many different internet radio shows and such. It's the "What Are We Playing?" segments. And to me, that seems a little bit redundant. I know they are part of the community because people want to hear what people are playing there, but it seems really, really redundant to me because you end up with kind of an echo chamber effect that can negatively affect upcoming games or so. People are like, well, the people at Giant Bomb didn't like that one. Well, that's one or two opinions. But then you see a lot of that just echo throughout out the podcast blogosphere, and it really gets in the way of what we're trying to do here, which is to provide news, entertainment, reviews. We don't need a ton of little mini reviews or mini impressions. We need just normal reviews. And we will provide reviews on this show. We're trying to figure out how we're going to implement those into it, because you'll be seeing the reviews come back on a normal schedule on DMGIce.com starting up next month. And, leading up to the 3DS, we're going to be doing a lot more reviews of older Game Boy games, because once that eShop launches in May, people are going to want that information. But I'm not doing a "What I'm Playing" segment of this show because, do you really want me coming back here every week? Well, I played more of that game again. Well, how did you like it, Philip? Well, I don't know, Philip. I loved it. It was pretty great. That's really disturbing, really, and I don't want to be talking to myself on that because, you know, mental breakdown and things. Well, I thought I would go ahead and put together a slightly different show. I've discovered that a lot of these video game shows are made by people who are closed-minded about specific genres, misinformed on how the industry works, or spend the majority of their broadcast complaining about how the industry is not catering to the hardcore audience of people. Yes, the industry exists to make money. They exist to make money so that they can pay people. The hardcore audience balks at paying $30 for a brand new game while tracking down dusty copies of older titles and paying hundreds for them. They feel that the industry should cater to them, even while they refuse to buy games until the price drops hit. These are the people who nearly killed the anime industry, and they are the people who ruined comic books and collectible cards. They reflect the worst of the customer base, and while they are the most vocal, they are the least helpful. We are not going to be that kind of program. We're not going to be like, oh, we're a Nintendo site, but we hate talking about Nintendo because they're so egotistical. That's counterproductive to what we're supposed to be doing here. It's counterproductive to the industry. And while they're the most vocal, like I said, they are the least helpful. They are the tiny dogs that yap the loudest. And here at Radio DMG, we're the best, and we're not tiny dogs. So, each episode of Radio DMG will feature site news and normal news, and we'll also have a set theme, and that is why the top graphics on Radio DMG will change for each show. It's just a way of making sure that every single episode is special and unique. Now that this is out of the way, I need to talk a bit about some animation and comic book news that just arrived over the wire. So today, Disney and Pixar's Disney Toon Studios announced a direct-to-video film called Planes. Planes is a spin-off of their popular Cars franchise and contains new characters, scenarios, and adventures. This spin-off will debut in the spring of 2013. Also, the new Toy Story short films will debut this year. The first one will be in front of Cars 2, and the second one will be in front of that new Muppet movie. Why is this relevant to video games? Well, It's kind of not, but you know that the new Planes franchise will have video games made for it. Those games will probably be shown or announced in 2012 from Disney Interactive at E3. So, yes, I am giving you the future of news today. You can hear it here before they even announce it. Besides, it's pretty obvious. The Planes franchise revolves around a hopeful plane named Dusty who enters an around-the-world race, despite his fear of heights. This will be an action comedy akin to Cars 2, comes out in 2013, and we'll probably find out more about that, who's directing it, etc., as we get closer to its release date. On other news, we do finally know what Warren Spector was working on after Epic Mickey. He kept hinting in a lot of his interviews that he was working on an older Disney franchise, and we finally know what it is. Apparently, he's been working with the comic book company Boom Studios. They published the comic books for Hellraiser and Die Hard, as well as a previous Disney afternoon reboot of Darkwing Duck. So anyways, he's working with Boom Studios and artist Miguel Pujol, P-U-J-O-L, weird name, on a comic book series that will debut this May from Disney Publishing Worldwide. What comic book studios? This is going to be legend, wait for it, Derry. It's going to be DuckTales. Finally, we're getting brand new DuckTales stories from Warren Spector, the guy who wrote the script for and directed Epic Mickey. We're going to be getting those in May, wherever you go out and buy comic books, which is probably just Barnes & Nobles, because most of those borders will be closed by May. The DuckTales comic book will feature multiple covers by artists Leonel Castellani and James Silvani, and that'll show up in May. Just thought it might be interesting to note because, one, somebody over at Disney decided it was a good idea to let Warren Spector pen new stories for DuckTales, which hopefully, if these do well, he might be able to convince them to let him reopen another aspect of that particular franchise, which would be video games. So here's hoping. I do expect all of our rabid fans, all three of you, to go out and buy that comic book when it comes out, because if we support this endeavor, we might be able to convince them to invest the money and time into making another DuckTales game. And we really could use that. Well, that's pretty much it on other news. It's pretty light on video game news. The biggest thing was that Final Fantasy 1 and 2, the PSP versions, will finally make their way to PlayStation Network in Japan, which means that people who own a PlayStation Portable Go will finally get a chance to experience those, and that they're finally going to be available for future NGP owners, because the NGP, the Next Generation Portable, only is backwards compatible with stuff that was downloaded off of PlayStation Network. So any PSP games like, say, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, or Final Fantasy Crisis Core, or Tales of the World Radiant Mythology, or Wise Arcanephistim, or Popolocroy, or Metal Gear Acid 1 and 2, those won't be compatible with the NGP when it comes out, unless Sony and Square and Konami and Capcom and such get off their duff and start putting those onto PlayStation Network. So it's a very positive step that, what, about 4 or 5 years later, they're finally making their downloadable debut? Yeah, like I mentioned, there's not that much news. Although there is a good rumor going around that Nintendo is expected to announce Professor Layton and the Spectre's Flute for the Nintendo DS this E3 for an early summer release, followed by a holiday release of the English version of Professor Layton and the Mask of Miracles for the Nintendo 3DS. Like I said, we give you today's news and the news of the future. Since this is the first episode, we have no feedback yet. So be sure to like us, comment on our comment sections, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Flickr, YouTube, or around the corner with cameras. Yeah, go ahead and stalk us online. Not offline, please. Thank you. We'll do more complicated shout-outs and follow-us audio and spam in later episodes. Thank you. I'm your host, Philip Wesley. You've been listening to Radio DMG, and we'll see you soon.